Welcome, everyone. We've had to begin Bez Hashem, Shem B'tochen, number 26. We're middle of chapter 4. And we begin to see why the study of Shar B'tochen is so important. Because you can be a Eved Hashem all day long in your place of work and all your efforts to learn, earn a livelihood. And the Shtablis that you do is all a mitzvah because you're doing what Hashem wants you to do. But at the same time, you're trusting Hashem that those efforts are not what actually earns you that livelihood or gives you success. So these are two mitzvahs that appear to contradict one another. The efforts you're required to do to accomplish parnasa or other things, but at the same time, the reliance and knowing that your efforts is not what is doing it, that's what's actually giving you this, but it's Hashem. And these two mitzvahs that seem contradictory, you need to do both. If you try, doesn't mean you'll always succeed. But when you are trying and you're doing it the right way, in the right measure, you're mekayim the mitzvah of hishtadlus. So v'yoysani tamei, I'm even more surprised, this tzaddik is saying. When someone receives his livelihood through someone who is forced to provide it to him, v'ikonaloi v'yafsidei v'shavcheyu, and the recipient humbles himself, flatters the person that gave him this, and praises the person that gave them this. Now, we're not talking here about simple thank yous. If you someone did you a favor, or your boss was nice to you, or whatever it is, you have to be thankful. That's called general basic menschlichkeit of hakaras hatov. It's a formality, but it's more than that. You need to be grateful for the shliach of Hashem that gave you that. Your employee, your husband, your wife, or whatever it may be. But at the same time, you recognize that it's not this person, it's Hashem. So let's say a bus driver opens the door for you and you say thank you. He has to open it anyway and you say thank you. That's a formality, but it's more than a formality. It's a Kiddush Hashem. It's the right thing to do. But you don't have to go out of your way to go overboard with recognizing that he's the person or she's the person that's actually doing it. It's Hashem that's doing it, not the person. If the person finds that his livelihood does not come in the manner in which he tried to earn his living, could be that the parnas of his day is already in his possession. He gave him already what he needs. Or he'll give it to him in a different manner. So if a person tried to make a living and he failed, don't think of yourself as a failure. Either Hashem already sent him his needs, or he has money in the bank, or the parnasa will come another way. Whichever way it may be, you still have to do the practical ishtadlus. You have to try to get customers. You have to acquire merchandise. You have to plow your field. You have to do your job. All this is necessary. But you also know at that same time that that itself is not what's really helping him. It's not up to him. It's up to Hashem. And don't overdo pursuing a living if it does not fit your health and your nature. You're not expected to go into work that does not fit you. You're not expected to go into work that goes overboard and will kill your health. You ask a shaila about these things. But once you're doing whatever you are doing, trust in Hashem and know that your efforts, which is something that you need to do, and as a mitzvah, nevertheless, that won't provide you with your livelihood. Hashem does. The yiftach al zeh alalekav, and trust Hashem. Shul yazveyu, he will not forsake you. V'lo yarpeyu, he will not neglect you. V'lo yisalim imenu, he will not ignore you. K'may shenemar, toiv Hashem lama yizben tzar. Hashem is good as our strength in a day of distress. V'yedeya chaysevay, and he knows those who trust in him. Our trust in Hashem is how and why Hashem responds in accordance to that trust. The same applies to health and to illness. A man has to trust in Hashem in this. He needs to exert himself to maintain his health. By natural means. You need to eat healthy. You need to take vitamins. If you have a high blood pressure and you need medication, you take medication. All this is normal ishtadlas. And you should act to prevent the illness using normal methods. Like Hashem commanded, the rapa yarapa, he provides the healing. But you're not relying on it. That they're helping or harming. So you go to medical professions because that's your status and that's your chiyuv. But as you're going, you remember, it's not the doctor that's healing. It's not the surgeon that's healing. You're doing your status, but it's Hashem that's healing. Of course, a person needs to do his status. Avoid sitting near people who have colds. Put on a sweater when it's cold. And take care of yourself. That's a mitzvah. But then you realize that no one can harm you or do good to you, unless it's with Hashem's permission. When he trusts in Hashem, Hashem will heal you, whether it is with a medical measure or whether without. He sends his word, and he heals them. He can even heal them by something that ordinarily would be good for you. Elisha in bad waters, that he basically healed by putting more bad water, rather he threw salt into this water and then the water became sweet. So that could happen too. When the water was bitter by Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a certain bitter tree. They took a branch, threw it into those bitter waters, the bitter branch into bitter waters, and it became sweet and drinkable. Which was very, very bitter. By Yeshayo, he told Yechizkiah, you want to heal yourself from the leprosy, shmir press figs on leprosy. Now it's medically worthless or even harmful. But the Navi said to do this, showing that Hashem is in charge. He's the one that heals you. You just have to take this particular action. Asa was a righteous king, but he made a mistake and he relied too much on doctors. That when he relied on his physicians, he and instead of trusting Hashem to cure his illness, he left it. We see how he got punished for that. He was a chash of a person, but he couldn't get himself to rely on Hashem only. Hashem is the one who inflicts, and he's the one who heals and binds you up. Yimchatz, he's the one who injures, the yad of terpena, but he heals. So a lot of betachin is in the mind. It's in the mind. Sometimes you believe in a physician and you forget about Hashem. Sometimes partially, sometimes entirely. And anyone who lives in a healthy way, where you do your shtadlis, but at the same time trust Hashem in the right balance, you get double reward. You're making a living like everyone else. You're working like everyone else, but you be mekayim it because Hashem says, sheishes yom tavoy. You're doing it because Hashem told you it's necessary. And you know it's Hashem that's giving you the earnings, so you get a double reward. So this is a very important thing with Chayvus Halvav. Two people could do the same thing, work the same way. One gets tremendous reward and one doesn't. The one that gets tremendous reward is the one who has that mindset, recognizing Hashem is doing this and I'm just doing his command. Opirish HaChelek HaSheni Hu, Ben Yonei Kinyani Adam, involving a person's possessions, source of income, finance, the way he earns a living, miskar business, malacha work, traveling, minoy managing, schira salaried working, pekidus civil service, royal service, gizbaris accountants, kabbalatis contractor, amana banker, sifra scribe, and the other services, traveling across deserts and oceans, daimle mashavzam by the kabbas mammon, any similar way that you're earning, trying to earn a living, or the harvest may say amichya, to be able to indulge in extra things. The right way of having b'tochan Hashem regarding all of these possessions, all of these types of work, is do what Hashem chose for you, based on your specific talents and intellect and strength, so you can work to meet your basic requirements, to acquire what you need in this world. If Hashem ordains you to have more money, it will come to you anyway. Without the extra labor, without the extra effort, because you relied on Hashem. Don't be overly energetic in going after means to acquire wealth. If you're a farmer, you work like a farmer. If you're a laborer, like a laborer. Whatever you do, you do. But don't put yourself into situations where you strain yourself excessively, but rather trust Hashem. Don't rely on your efforts in your heart. And that is the idea. You can't just say, I trust Hashem, and make that as an excuse to be idle and not do work. That's a test. Hashem wants you to work as necessary. You're not sure how much, you ask a shayla. Assistance has been decreed from him in heaven. And it was nigzer from Rosh Hashanah, you get this, whatever it is. You could do everything, to add to it, it won't help you. If he said that you can get a certain income on Rosh Hashanah, or whenever it is, that's what it is. And no matter how much effort you get, it's not going to make a difference. So you just do the effort that's required and not more. When you trust in Hashem, you will find peace of mind, and you'll find tranquility of your soul. For he knows that whatever he got will not be turned over to someone else. And he knows it will not come earlier or later than the time that it was ordained. So you see that betachon is mostly a matter of the mind. When you look at a person with betachon, it may be that in practical living, he's no different than anyone else. Everyone is busy making a living and is also working a full day. Still, there's a difference, like a difference between night and day. This man who's working with that in mind, like we described in this shir, prior shir, you're achieving two things. Number one is when you're working, you're serving Hashem. By the way, it's not just work. It means any type of ishtadlus, setting up your household, looking for a shidduch, whatever it is. You're doing what you're serving Hashem while doing that ishtadlus. And second, you're succeeding in the big mitzvah of betachin by trusting that Hashem is in charge of all the results, where the other person is wasting because he's working for himself rather than serving Hashem. And he doesn't have in mind that Hashem is causing all his accomplishments, so he's missing out on those two great parts in life. So the idea is that tirda, the work, the efforts that you need to do in life, don't look at it like a burden in the sense, like a heavy, heavy burden of meaninglessness. It's not meaningless. It's very meaningful if you have in mind Hashem. And you recognize it is Hashem that is giving you this mitzvah. Do this, and I'll give you the bracha. And you don't rely on the act, you rely on Hashem, but you do the act because it's a mitzvah. This is a tremendous, tremendous yisoid. Whenever you make an effort to do anything, saying, I'm doing what you're requiring of me, please give me siyata d'shmaya, and you do it, you're serving Hashem no matter what the results are, even if they're disappointing at the moment, because you're doing the ratzon Hashem. And don't let your heart fail you. You will get what you need. Hashem will provide, and you're trusting Hashem implicitly, and your life has more meaning and value, and it becomes a beautiful life. Bracha v'atzlacha.